If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hello again, it's me, the High Time Queen from Space Bunker Temp Services. Clearly, I still don't have a better assignment from the temp agency. I was really hoping to get a cushy reception gig, you know, where I could just sit at a desk, occasionally answer the phone, and write my novel about a dog with fire powers. It's called Bark Draft. Oh well. I guess instead I'm just dusting off another episode of the Hello from the Magic Tavern spin-off miniseries Offices and Bosses. Did I mention I found one of the robots they used to fake that behind-the-scenes episode? Say hello to Robot Matt Young.
You're one to talk.
Ugh. Who even are you, Robot Matt Young? Nobody wants to hear someone that they've known and beloved for years as one thing sound like something else.
And I am not a robot.
Well, you might as well make yourself useful and read this ad stuff.
Hi, this is Matt Young. Definitely not a robot. And I'm here to announce a very exciting event happening at the Apple Store at 401 North Michigan Avenue on May 17th at 6:30 p.m. Hello from the Magic Tavern is going to be doing the first event in a series of podcasting events. And our event is called Serialized Narrative Podcasting. You can talk to the creators of Hello from the Magic Tavern about their process, and we'll walk you through the way we create a show that is simultaneously improvised, but usually beholden to the canon it creates. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we can't wait to see you there at 6:30 p.m. on May 17th at the Apple Store, 401 North Michigan Avenue, right here in Chicago. Because I'm definitely not on a space bunker. We'll have more information for you very soon, so keep an eye on the Twitter account, at Magic Tavern, to learn more.
Okay, one more thing. If you're going to Gen Con in Indianapolis, I mean, who isn't? There will be live shows of Hello from the Magic Tavern in town at the same time. 8 and 10 p.m. on August 2nd. So go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the Live Shows tab to get tickets right now. Okay, all I have to do is push this button, old hat, pull this lever, ha-cha, and ta-da, old podcast.
Fear not, marketing manager, IT professional, sales rep, and temp. I am office manager, your guide in the realm of offices and bosses.
Hi, welcome to Offices and Bosses. I'm Arnie Niekamp, host of Hello from the Magic Tavern, but apparently no one cares about that when we're not recording Hello from the Magic Tavern.
No one cares about it while we are recording it.
Well, I'm a human from Earth, trapped in a magical world of Foon, where apparently people play a role-playing game based off of working in an office on Earth.
Isn't it wonderful? What a magical time Finally, I, Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiengyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And oh, there are so many other secret names I shall ne'er speak. Finally, I can cast off these magical titles and be known in the game of officers and bosses simply as John Bastion.
Yeah, and it's a thing where it's like, yeah, I'm a shapeshifter. Yes, I'm king of badgers, but, you know, that gets tiresome. You know, I want to shrug that off and be a temp named Dan Smith.
John, you're just such an adorable little badger. Why would you want to be anything else?
Oh, thank you. Well, that's why I've been a badger for so long. I can be other things, but I've just chosen to be a badger.
Yeah. And Metamore, thank you so much for hosting this game.
You know, it's fun. I mean, if I wasn't playing with you guys, I'd be playing with other people.
Sure.
So Metamore, office manager.
Like, just, you know, when I was here a couple times, you mentioned your whole quest, Usador, and again, I'm still interested on the roster. Okay.
You're still on the roster.
Okay. Well, you'd give me a list of things to kind of try to find.
Yes. How's that coming along?
It's going. Yeah, I had one question. There was something about. It looked like it was soup and pastries.
Soup?
Mm-hmm. On the same, or soup, suppository? Is that a?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Well, I thought it was soup. Most things are just one item per line. 5 shovels.
Right.
36 arrows.
Right.
And on the same line was.
You got
soup.
All those arrows.
Yeah. There's a few things I haven't quite.
Well, suppositories?
We'll talk about this.
Is this a butt soup?
We'll talk about this after the show. Well,
that's a good name for butt soup store.
Suppository? It really is. Hey, you know what? I just realized. For the longest time, whenever we would talk about who had joined Usador's quest, we'd be like, and I've got a.
What are you doing?
I'm doing your voice.
That was terrible.
I've got a spy.
I hate this.
And a imp. And a makeup artist. And I'm sure there's others I'm forgetting. Metamore is the one you're always forgetting.
No, he's not.
Okay.
I always remember Metamore because he's here all the time. How could I forget him?
It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm pretty forgettable. And let's face it, on the quest, other than just, you know, taking notes, I'm probably not going to be useful.
No, you'll be incredibly useful. You'll help us solve all manner of rune and puzzle. Yes, I look forward to the day when we set forth on this great adventure together, finally. But today we have a different adventure to set out upon, don't we?
That's true. Let's make things more meta.
And it's a little annoying. Like, we set up this game, we were like, look, let's play a big Offices and Bosses campaign with Usador, Chunt, and our buddy Flower. And Flower couldn't come today, so we just asked Crom the Fingarian to sit in.
Well, thank you. That was quite the introduction.
Hey, no, but thank you, Crom. Thank you for playing Flower's character for us.
I'm very excited. I haven't played Offices and Bosses since I was a young Fingarian.
I gotta say, it's adorable as hell that you're just lying on your stomach, and then you put your hands together and you put your chin on it, because you can't really sit down.
You're gigantic.
Yeah, you're huge.
I understand.
So you're familiar with the game. You've already played some.
It has been a long time, but yes, I've played before.
Oh, wonderful. That's good.
I've looked over Flower's character sheet for Gail Davidson Durst, IT team.
Yeah.
And it looks like she's mostly just drawn pictures of stamens pollinating pistols.
That sounds right.
But I think I get the gist of what, you know,
stamens pollinating pistols. Is that right?
Those are the male and female parts of the flower anatomy.
No, I'm sure.
No, Arnie, what were you going to say?
No, I'm sure it's right.
How do flowers work on your world?
It's reproduction.
I got to say, stamen and pistol
where
both
does the
sound,
stamen go?
They both sound like they would be the male part. Right?
Ugh. Wow.
Anyway.
Just goes to show what a great lover I am.
So you think it takes 2 males to make a flower?
I mean, it could.
Is something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. The flower loves what a flower loves.
What if a pouch and a receptacle want to have a child? Is that okay?
A pouch and a receptacle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, when last we played, John Bastion got fired.
I got fired. So what happens to me now?
Well, like I said, you'll have... you can file for unemployment.
All right.
Yeah, and I don't understand that. How come he gets to sit at home... and he makes about the same amount of money that I do.
Well, do I have to go file for the unemployment? Is that what I'm doing today?
Well, before we go file for unemployment, as we learned, as Gail found out that Roz, the person who fired you, actually knew that...
She knew that she had held on to those numbers and kept them from me. Oh.
Yes.
It's a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy.
Yes, something is strange. This could have been an illegal termination of employment.
Ooh.
And there could be something in there. You know,
Metamore, I have a question for you. I have initiative. May I make a phone call to my friend Orlando Bloom?
That's me. I guess it probably wouldn't be a bad idea for us to remind new listeners of who all of our characters are in
Office
and Bosses.
Yeah, I'm Metamore, the office manager.
As I mentioned earlier, I am Dan Smith, the temp.
Oh, great. And I am Orlando Bloom, an elf from another world that fell through a dimensional portal behind a blacksmith shoppy into the mundane world.
It's just shop. Even if it's spelled like that, it's just shop.
And I, of course, am Usador the Blue, playing John Bastion.
And this is Krom the Fingarian, playing Gail Davidson Durst, IT team.
We'll pick up again at the end of the workday, and maybe everyone is at the bar, the tavern below the office, a fun, jaunty place called Stocks and Blondes, where all the office workers hang out afterwards and loosen their ties. Mm-hmm. And all the other workers are there. And, of course, they probably have heard, some of them heard through the various channels, that John Bastion's termination. So maybe we'll start off in this bar setting.
Yeah. Ah, I see. Oh, wonderful. I come into the bar with my carded box of cat pictures and set them down forlornly upon the table and wait.
Dan Smith notices John Bastion and walks over to awkwardly hug you with one arm, and it turns into more of like a just a side hug versus a full-on hug.
Do we have to roll for that?
I'll let it happen.
All right. Okay.
And Orlando Bloom sort of awkwardly waves from where his head is stuck in the hole and his hands are stuck to the holes.
Because he's in the stocks, yeah.
I will search the room for snacks.
You find a bowl of peanuts and pretzels.
Great. I'll eat some of the pub mix.
Classic Gale.
A person approaches you. Emily from the office approaches you, John, to express her condolences.
Thanks, Emily. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, that's just terrible. I heard about everything that happened.
Yeah, and, you know, Gail said she saw that email.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll a die real fast against your charisma.
11.
Okay. Hey, you know what I heard?
What?
I heard that Roz hates you.
What?
Roz hates you.
Why? What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Well, that's just it. Maybe she just hates you. That's what I heard.
Well, thanks, Emily. I'm going to see if I can, you know, fight this.
Well, I hope you can. I hope you can.
You do?
There may be some other people around who know some stuff. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know.
Really? Okay. Thanks.
I don't know if you want to use any other persuasion. You are a marketing manager. So you're very persuasive.
Okay. I shall don my fedora, and I shall attempt to persuade Emily to tell me more of what she knows.
Great. Go ahead and roll there.
15.
Look, you didn't hear it from me, but you know Aaron, the girl Aaron?
Yes.
Not the guy Aaron?
Yes.
She's got red hair.
Yeah, I know the girl Aaron.
Okay, because the guy Aaron has brown hair.
Right.
So the girl
You're
Aaron?
Talking about redheaded girl Aaron.
Redheaded girl Aaron.
Right, okay.
Not redheaded guy Eric.
No, not Eric. Brown-headed Aaron... Redheaded Eric, redheaded Aaron.
Exactly.
Is the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about Sauron?
Huh?
Red-eyed Sauron?
While this is going on, I remove my arm from John Bastion's shoulder. I exclaim, I can't even, and I go to the bar for a cocktail.
What did redheaded Aaron say?
Her sister knows someone who works for the Department of Labor.
Okay. I press her for more information about the Department of Labor.
She says, I don't, that's all I know. You're going to have to find Aaron. That's all I know.
Okay, I'll go
talk
to her.
And I heard she's working late tonight.
Oh, okay. I run to find Dan Smith.
He's at the bar having a drink.
And I'm already a little drunk, and I hold my messenger bag full of 38 eyeballs above my head, and I say, hey, my eyes are up here, and then have a laugh.
Still got it. Trunt.
It's Dan Smith.
Dan, I need you to go up to the office and talk to redhead Aaron. She said...
The guy?
No. Eric is the guy with red hair.
I thought there was an Aaron with brown hair who was
no,
a guy.
Aaron is a guy with brown hair.
I can't.
Eric is a guy with red hair. Aaron is a lady with red hair. You know Aaron?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I can't go back into the office because...
Wait, how many Aarons are there?
Two Aarons.
Two human Aarons?
Yes.
Two Aarons human. Oh.
Thank you for interrupting.
Well, the game's over.
I need you to go up and talk to Aaron and find out what she knows from her sister who works at the Department of Labor.
Are you going to sue?
I might sue.
Okay, because that's putting me in a lot of trouble. If I get caught working against the company, bringing a lawsuit?
You're just going to... you're just finding out what Aaron knows.
Okay, I'm just saying, I don't come from money, so, this is a big deal for me.
Orlando Bloom uses his elf powers to talk to a horse.
Okay, the horse says, hey...
Classic horse.
Typical horse.
Oh, that horse.
Typical horse.
That fucking horse.
Metamore, can I ask you an out-of-game question?
Sure, yeah.
I've been going through the employee handbook just trying to understand if I wanted to transition from the IT team to this opening in the marketing department. Would that be possible?
It is possible, but any experience you earn... We'll have to go towards marketing, and you won't gain any more abilities in the IT field.
I understand.
Are you trying to poach my job?
Hmm?
Are you trying to poach my job?
Well, as a kid, I always loved playing as a marketing manager. I'm not as comfortable playing as an IT team.
Fine.
Okay, so I'm going to take...
Crom, I've never seen you as really, competent at anything as you are at playing Offices and Bosses.
You shouldn't say that. That's very rude.
Oh, really?
You don't want to make...
I was going to say, Crom, as you're at the bar, Aaron approaches you.
Aaron the brownhead?
Yes, brownhead guy Aaron approaches you. And he's like, wow, I heard about your buddy John. That's too bad.
Yeah, terrible. What's the marketing department going to do? That leaves a big gap.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure they'll have to find some way to fill that in.
Yeah, it's a shame. If only they could find someone that knew how to speak to the more technical components of the company, you know, who had the language of the technical side, but the marketing skills, the creative mind of a marketing manager.
Well, that really is a core competency. You know, it's nice to hear you say those kinds of things. Maybe we should have a face-to-face sometime.
I'd love that.
Okay.
Can I get something on your calendar?
Sure. Yeah.
Great.
You know what? Here's my phone right here. I'm going to run to the bathroom. Will you watch my phone?
Sure. I'll look after your phone when you're in the bathroom.
Thanks, Gail. Thank you very much, Gail.
I want to have a face-to-face.
You can have a face-to-face with Orlando. Orlando Bloom.
I want to have a face-to-face with someone who can help me. Orlando Bloom is an outsider in the game.
Look, it's not my fault that I'm trapped in a world that's not my own. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a blacksmith shop.
It's not a shoppy.
Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal.
Is Gail in the bar or is she in the office?
I'm in the bar.
Yeah, okay. Gail's in the bar. Gail's
so I'm going to go over to Gail. I noticed that the phone has been left behind, and I'm going to nudge Gail with my shoulder and go, hey, look what you got. Access.
What do you mean? This phone?
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to look after it.
Yeah, but why don't you look through it?
This is an ethical dilemma.
So Gail's in the bar. Are both human Aarons in the bar?
But there's three human Aarons.
Three? Oh.
Two are at the bar. One is working late in the office.
Oh, so there are two Aarons human.
All Aarons are human. One.
But in the bar, it's two Aarons human.
Yes. Wait a minute. Yes. But there's also... I think I messed it up. There's an Eric somewhere in there as well.
Oh, there's an Eric. Okay.
There's an Eric.
One Eric... Human.
I
human.
Leave Gail, I walk over to Orlando, and I cut off both his ears.
Ah!
Two ears. 11.
Do I have any kind of defense against this?
So what's on your sheet?
Let's see here. Oh, boy. I've got a shield of scorning. I've got a sword of loving.
Sword of loving?
You have a what of loving?
Look, I
a sword
there,
of loving?
I don't have access to a Dungeons and Dragons manual here. I had to make a lot of this stuff up myself. It's not easy to just make up fantasy things. I know that's something you guys don't know anything about.
No, we wouldn't know at all. I imagine if someone just sat there all day and was like, come up with stuff, come up with stuff.
It's pretty easy, actually.
It's hard to tell that you're an elf if, without your two ears.
I know.
I guess two ears to human.
That's why I wanted them.
Aaron returns from the bathroom. It's, oh, thanks for looking after my phone. You didn't go through it, did you?
No, I did not.
Good, good. Well, I'm going to leave it here because I'm going to run outside and smoke a cigarette real fast. I'm going to leave it here.
Okay.
Thank you for looking after it.
At this point, I'm thinking, Gale's thinking that he's leaving this phone here. He's really playing with fire. He's opening himself up. He's so to a lot of vulnerable trust in me right now, but I can't take it. I'm going to look through that phone.
Crom, you are in the zone.
Come on, roll
you're
the die
in your
there.
Element.
Roll a 20-sider here.
All right. And with my IT bonus to technical interaction, that's a 14 plus 3, 17.
17. You find a note that says, Roz has a weakness. She doesn't spend time with her family and feels guilty about it.
Interesting.
Now, I am still sitting at the bar, sort of drowning my sorrows, when I notice that Dan Smith hasn't left the bar as I previously requested. I approach Dan Smith and ask him, so why haven't you gone to talk to Aaron yet?
Here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Over on that coat rack is a comically large coat. I'm going to get on your shoulders,
okay,
button up the coat, and okay, we're both going to go see Aaron.
Do we need to roll for that?
Definitely. You
okay.
Definitely need to roll.
We have a 3.
Okay, well, it turns out as a temp, your security badge is only good during business hours.
Wow, shoot.
So your security badge will not be able to get everybody in.
Can I still get on your shoulders?
That's fine. You're able to get the coat on and the shoulders. That worked great.
It's kind of fun.
Can I pass my fedora to him? It seems appropriate.
I put on the fedora, and I climb on top of John and button up the coat.
Does my security badge still work? It's probably been deactivated.
It has been deactivated. That's correct.
Ask Gale or Orlando to
Here's
help.
What we do. So I'm on your shoulders. We button up the coat. I'm wearing your fedora. I walk over to, who was Gale talking to?
Aaron.
Aaron. So I go walk over to Aaron, and while I engage Aaron, I want to roll to see if John can sneak his hand through the coat and grab her badge. And I did say badge. Okay, good.
It's his badge.
His badge. I'm sorry. Wait, who's Aaron?
This is the brown-headed Aaron.
Aaron the brownhead. All right. And that's going to be a 15.
15. You're able to get Aaron's badge from Aaron.
Yes!
All right.
Well
so
done.
We
in business, baby.
Head upstairs.
All right.
Yes.
All right, so you leave and go to the business? Does Gail and Orlando come with you?
I suppose we should ask them. Gail, Orlando, would you like to join us on our quest back to the office this
what?
Evening?
I took his ears.
Never mind. Gail.
I mean, it's basically just Arnie still.
Look, we had a quest to get those numbers, right? We didn't complete it. Let's get back in that office together.
All right, let's do it.
What are we talking about?
I throw my fedora in the air and hope that it freezes and stays.
Do you roll for that?
Can I?
It's very
difficult.
I want,
to stop. I want like time to stop, and I
difficult.
Want my hat to just stay in the air
yeah.
right after I throw
and
it.
And perhaps some music crescendoing as it happens?
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult.
Oh, that's a 1.
Okay, it doesn't happen.
Right.
The tail, you flip the hat, and it tears into 2 pieces, each landing
what?
In,
oh. We didn't make it
different
after all.
Piles of manure.
Oh, boy.
You idiots got me fired,
boy.
And you ruined my hat. I love
not
that
a,
hat.
Not a great day for John Sebastian.
It's John Bastian.
It's not John Sebastian.
Take it back.
John, I'm going to be honest about the fedora. Dan might have done you a favor here.
What? What do you mean?
What?
You were wearing a hat around the office. It's not very professional.
It's a +3 to charisma, though.
Is it?
I thought it was.
If I have the 2 pieces of the hat, is it 1.5 to charisma for each one?
I don't think so. I think it's worth nothing now.
Might be able to find someone who can fix it.
But that is not our goal at the moment. Our goal is to enter the office and find Erin and find out what she knows.
But let's take a quick break, and let's refresh our drinks, and we'll get back to Offices and Bosses after this message from one of our sponsors.
Hey, it's Mr. Bart with Mr. Bart's Fun Cart. Whereas we always say,
We deal in whimsy and social interaction over a set of agreed-upon rules and tiny pieces of cardboard that we pretend mean something else.
Yay!
We got a lot of new games in this month. Here's a sample of what you can get if you come to the Mr. Bart's Fun Card. We got new games. Farmer Town.
Farmer Clown.
Farmer Just Farmer.
Rib Tickler.
Crib Stickler.
Arch Enemies.
Starch Frenemies.
Eat or Run.
Eat or Walk.
Walk or Run.
Talk or Smoke.
Jar of Wonder.
Wonder Jar.
Wunderbar.
Collect the Capsules.
Rhyme Time.
Slime Time.
Time Time.
Kill or Be Killed.
Smack Dab.
Stiff Leg.
Car and Driver.
Mademoiselle.
Teen Beat.
Beat Teen.
Sheet Screen.
Arm and Hammer.
Stick or Be Stuck.
Put Things in a Jar.
Put Things in a Car.
Put Rings on a Star.
Camera Shake.
Milk Jiggler.
Can Opener.
And Jenga.
Please come by Mr. Bart's Fun Cart, where
we deal in whimsy and social interaction over a set of agreed-upon rules and tiny pieces of cardboard that we pretend mean something else.
It's so fun.
It is.
We have fun.
We do.
Also, if you would like to play any of these games with me, I haven't played a game with anyone except for my goddamn children.
Dad.
Oh, Dad.
Almost 14 years.
Dad.
Daddy Bart.
Give me some outside stimulus.
How we love you.
Dare you.
God.
We love you so much.
Oh, God.
Dad.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
We are in the office, in the downstairs, in the security area, and the Charles is the security guard, and he sees, Gale and Orlando with no ears, and he sees two people stacked on each other's heads in the very large coat.
Wearing a hat covered in shit.
I'm assuming you brushed some of that off. At least
nope. Left it as is.
All right. So I try to use the security card to enter.
Okay. Charles does not notice the weird third hand coming out of the middle of the coat, but the badge is denied.
What?
Like, can I help you? Is something the matter?
Badge. Charles, my badge didn't work.
Oh, hey, Dan the temp. Your badge didn't work.
Yeah.
Well, why you're a temp? Your badge isn't supposed to work.
Oh, you didn't hear? I got promoted after John Bastion was fired. I got made marketing manager. That's why I am walking so tall today. I'm full of confidence.
Roll a persuasion check there.
That's 18.
18. Well, tell you what. I'll let you in if you can answer my riddle.
Okay.
What has two eyes in the morning?
Oh, well, I do. Here's a bag of 38.
Well, I haven't finished the riddle yet.
Okay.
Seven eyes after breakfast, but no eyes for dessert.
Oh, boy. Two eyes in the morning, seven eyes after breakfast, but no eyes at dessert.
John, do you have any idea? My first guess is it was Hank.
Mississippi.
Is it Mississippi?
Mississippi is correct.
All right.
But here's the thing. If your badge doesn't work, I can't let you in. But I will tell you this.
Okay.
If you go around to the loading...
Was that just a riddle for fun?
Well, he said he was made marketing manager, and you told the riddle when you were made marketing manager.
Arnie, what's Mississippi?
It's a state. It's just got a bunch of eyes.
I gotta say, I maybe would have guessed that, but the shit on my head, it just smells like, it's like a burning smell.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to keep wearing that hat.
Oh, I thought it was like a nice distraction. You don't smell like a burning?
No.
There is a, if you go by the loading dock, I hear, you didn't hear it from me, wink, wink, but there is an entryway into the basement of the building.
John.
Yes.
Why did he say wink, wink?
He's making an innuendo that we should go around that door. He didn't tell us.
Oh, thank you for your innuendo, Charles.
Well, you go in the door, not the window.
I sneak in the window, and I rolled a 14.
All right. The four of you find yourselves in a dark basement.
Ooh.
I'm going to search the room for snacks.
You find no snacks. It's very dark. I don't know if anyone has any night vision equipment or X-ray goggles or anything. It's dark in this basement.
Orlando Bloom is going to use his elf powers to talk to a horse.
Well, there are no horses here, but elves actually can see in dark conditions, so you could actually...
Pass.
This is an opportunity for the elf to actually, like...
To actually help.
All you've done is you killed Diane, uh-huh. You moped about it, you killed an entire bar full of people, 18 people in a bar...
And you got me fired.
And you talked, and you talked to a horse.
I feel like I'm being boxed in. Like, oh, elf, use your elf powers. Maybe I want to do other stuff.
Just whatever you do, pull your weight.
Fine, I will use my elf vision to look around the darkened room.
Using your elf vision, you can navigate the basement pretty successfully. It is difficult to navigate. Lots of boxes with papers stored everywhere. Ooh. It's like banker's boxes and things. Mm-hmm. But you can tell that there is a path through all the boxes.
Okay.
Do we have to keep walking around on each other's shoulders?
The ceiling's quite low here, I would
advise. We should probably
unstack here. Okay, well, I'm going to hop off.
Unless you want to... crouch, and then also crouch on his shoulders.
No, I'll just hop off.
Okay, I need everyone to roll a die, see if they make any noise in the basement here.
13.
13.
10.
10.
2.
Oh, boy. 13.
Well, I'm sorry, but Gale, you kick over a box of papers. They spill everywhere.
Gale? Sorry.
Just then you see what looks like a light. Someone down there? And there's a light... shining, almost flashing across through some of these hallways here.
Shit.
We should try to hide. Let's try to hide.
Wait, Gale, what did you say?
Shit.
That's right. I'm going to take my pieces of the two hat, throw one piece to the west, one piece to the east, and hope that whoever's coming smells the shit and goes back the other way. That's a 6.
Okay, that does not work. Whose hat
Worth
is this?
A try.
Who's down there? Oh, now I'm positive someone's here.
We've got to hide. We've got to hide.
I wasn't sure at first. Wait. Now I'm quite sure someone is here.
Let's hide. I want to hide.
You see a security guard. This is not a security guard you recognize. This is a third-party security service who works for the building and not your company directly.
I can't believe I'm going to ask this, but I think that Artie, can you shoot this guy?
What?
Do you have a bow?
What's that?
Your character.
Here, I put the ears onto Orlando.
Oh, yeah, I do. I have an arrow. Can I shoot this guy?
You can roll to try to
All
shoot
right.
if you like.
17.
Boom, right to the head. Kills him immediately.
What?
Oh,
immediately?
Wonderful.
Oh, I should have specified flashlight where I was aiming for.
Flashlight rolls on the ground, and...
I'm going to grab those eyes.
That flashlight, by the way, it's two more eyes. It's a... tube-like device that emits light from one end, if you're curious.
Oh, what a wonderful creation.
It's a switch. You can turn it on and off. And
May I keep the flashlight?
Sure. Yeah, yes. I don't know if people, you know...
That's all right with everyone.
Okay.
I killed that guy.
Anything else you want to do?
Do you want the flashlight? You can have it.
No.
Should we search the body for anything else?
You can roll the dice and see what you find.
Okay. Hopefully a badge.
17.
17. You find a badge, you find an access key card, and you find a pistol.
Ah, yes. Well,
but no evidence of a family.
No evidence of a family.
Can I ask for a clarification? Is that the female part of a flower anatomy pistol?
I think it's
go ahead and roll a die. Let's see if you are aware of.
That's a 15.
15. You for a moment are curious, but then you say, you know what? I believe this is a firearm. In fact, if everyone wants to roll for that one, just roll fast. See if you can tell the difference between a. Fire pistol and
got a 4?
2.
I don't know what number this is on my die.
Okay, there should be a little line if it's a 6 or a 9 at the bottom.
Okay. No, it's a 4.
Okay, Gale, you're the only one who is convinced that this is actually a firearm. The rest of you are are very confidently sure this is a flower part, which means you're the only one that can use it, Gail. I'll add that to your character sheet.
Okay.
Okay.
Why are you holding on? Sorry. Why are you holding on to that part of a flower?
Oh, no reason.
All right. Well, I'm going to take these key cards. Let's head upstairs and find Aaron, redheaded Lady Aaron.
All right. You come to a elevator. It's this magical box that allows you to go.
Oh, I take a shit.
Okay. You do. And
wait, is it an outhouse? Like an outhouse?
Well, it's like an outhouse.
Is it like a cubicle?
It's like a cubicle with a roof and walls with a rope on top that you can then go up. The whole box can move up or down.
Okay. I try and shit up the rope.
Okay, go ahead. Again, a very difficult doubt.
14.
Couldn't do it. Not on a 14. It's going to take a much more difficult task. Right.
Worth a try.
The doo-doo falls down on everybody.
Right.
Is there a staircase? I'm just noticing on my character sheet I have an amulet of Fitbit that is, I believe, powered by steps and stair climbing.
Yes, there is an emergency staircase.
All right, I'll take the emergency staircase then.
Okay. Does the rest of you take the emergency stairs or go up the elevator?
I'll take the stairs. It smells like shit in this elevator.
I'll take the stairs as well.
Okay, I'll take the elevator. Well, you're going up to the 58th floor. No events along the way. It's fairly quiet, but by the time you get to the 58th floor, you're all exhausted. Actually, if you want to roll roll off your strength score at a minus 19.
At a minus 19?
You're really exhausted. 58 floors. It's a long way to walk.
I'm a negative 4.
Negative 4. Okay, you're exhausted.
Negative 3.
You're also exhausted.
What's 4 minus 19?
Ugh. You're exhausted as well.
I thought you took the elevator.
I did, but it's still
Arnie.
Well, it's still 58 floors.
When you arrive at the top, you realize this is the alarm will sound if you try to open the door to go into the office.
So should we head back down?
Yes, it's our only option, I suppose.
Wait, is it the door exiting the stairwell or the actual door into
the office? The door from the stairwell to the office proper where everybody works.
Do we have does one of our security cards allow us to turn this off, this alarm?
Well, there is a little pad, but you're not sure which card perhaps would work.
Try the...
Can I use my arrows?
You can.
Okay. I'm going to shoot 2 arrows.
At what?
Where are you going to shoot them?
Just
shoot me.
Actually, I think he's in the elevator, actually.
Oh, so okay.
Even, not
so,
even here right now.
Use the security man's badge.
I believe I had a badge and a security card.
That is correct. That is correct.
I'm going to use the security card.
It opens the door.
Excellent.
Opens the door.
We're in.
When you walk into the office proper, you notice dim light coming through the windows. It has taken you so long to walk up the stairs, it is now dawn.
Hello, Don.
Wait, did you say Don?
You said it's now Don, so there's like, is there a new secretary there named Don?
Well,
I believe he means
Dawn?
The sun is rising.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, Don is there.
Is it?
Oh, Don is there.
Well, he always gets there first.
Ah.
So.
Oh, gotcha.
Don on the IT team, Don. Boy, Don the man, Don?
Dom?
Blonde Don?
Blonde Don?
There's Dominic on the IT team.
That's Dom.
Is it
Don
of Don of man or Don of woman?
Well, there's Donna, who no one really calls Don, who is a woman. But then there is Don, who is... office services, who sets up the coffee and whatnot in the morning. But then there's also Dawn, which is the sun coming through the windows.
Right.
And Dom on the IT team.
But he's probably not going to be there until 9.
Got it.
Probably.
Is Aaron gone at this point?
Aaron very gone. She's been gone for a very long time.
Great.
So Dom is there. Is Del or Louise there?
I don't know.
Because I feel like they're always a threesome, like Dom and Del and Louise.
Right now it's just Don.
Okay, just Don. Don.
Don in the window.
Hey, gotcha.
Don.
What were we trying to do again?
Talk to a horse?
Aaron. Trying to find Aaron to find out what she knew. Don, hey, it's John. I know.
Yeah, I heard about what happened, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
What a blow.
I'm only here to get some stuff.
You get the Cobra?
Here. Yeah, I got the Cobra.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's in a cage.
Cool.
Would you?
Hey,
yeah.
You gotta stun the mouse before you throw it in there.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay,
thank you. Did you hear anything? Have you talked to Aaron, redheaded Lady Aaron?
Oh, the girl who has a friend who works for the Department of Labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't talk to her about that.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Do you have her phone number by any chance?
Oh, I shouldn't give those things out, but go ahead and roll for your persuasion there. And this is without your hat.
14.
I do, actually. Let me get that for you.
Okay, great. That'd be great.
Now, this isn't her home number, so you didn't get it from me.
Well, yeah, I was just going to text her and see if she'd be willing to talk to me about this.
Sure, sure. Here, let me write it down on the back of this piece of paper here.
Thank you.
Write something on the back of this piece of paper.
Okay.
You said, how long did John Sebastian have that hat?
John Bastian's had that hat since I was in the great halls of Taracus. It was one of the first items I found on one of my first adventures. Now it's ruined, destroyed, and my name is not John Sebastian.
I know, it's Usador.
On the back of the piece of paper, you noticed a upcoming holiday party.
Ooh.
It's going to be in a week. There'll be a holiday party in a week.
What holiday?
Just a holiday party.
Oh.
Generic holiday party.
Do you not have holidays on Earth?
We do. We have specific holidays, but also we celebrate generic holidays.
Yeah, we have holidays. Yeah.
Now, should I roll to crash the party, or is it too early to do
Well,
that?
It's too early for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
John, I want to tell you something. I'm speaking as Gale. One, I feel really bad about your hat. I feel really bad. I ought to tell you, when I found out there was an opening in the marketing department, I coveted that position.
What?
I did. I had plans to submit a resume today.
Well, you'd be great at that job, actually.
Thank you.
You'd be really good at that job.
But I'm realizing that I belong on the IT team, and you came up 58 flights of stairs just because I said I wanted to get some points on my amulet of Fitbit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you a piece of information that I discovered off of Aaron the Brownhead's phone.
What'd you find out?
Roz feels guilt that she doesn't spend enough time with her family.
Oh. How can I use that?
Note to self, don't kill Roz. She has a family.
Should we plant that gun in Roz's office and then tell Charles?
You mean the pistol from the flower?
Yeah.
Or even better, let's plant the bow and arrow so that she's framed for the murder of the...
For the security downstairs.
Security guard, yes. That's
right. I mean, we could use that information we found, but I'm saying we could also plant a weapon in Roz's office, tell Charles to take a gander, and then we're in control.
So what should we do? Should we try to reunite her with her family and absolve her of the guilt?
Or frame her for murder?
We should try to resolve the issue with her family, right?
Dan, can you roll a two-sided die?
Mm-hmm. Two.
What did we decide to?
We decided to reunite her with her family.
I would like to send a text-based message to Aaron via my blackened berry.
Okay. Asking her about the friend of hers?
Yes, I want to ask her about her friend of the Department of Labor.
Great, great. Go ahead and roll a persuasion die there. Again, as a marketing manager, as a former marketing manager, you will get a bit of a deduction because you're currently out of work.
16.
But that deduction won't be too bad. Okay. She writes back, hey, I just woke up. Can this wait?
I send a message back. Just curious, let me know when it's a good time for you. Maybe we can grab coffee, ?
Oh, boy. Let me roll to see how she reads into that.
Oh, no.
Okay, she takes that as mild innuendo and writes back, oh, John, I didn't know. Maybe because you got fired, you finally realized she's interested.
Oh.
She's interested.
Oh, this is unexpected.
She said coffee.
Wait, isn't there something in the employee handbook about inter-office relationships?
I don't work there.
But you're trying to get a job back in the...
What do you want? Do you want the job, or do you want the life?
I do love redheads.
Aaron's a redhead?
Yes.
Wait, which Aaron are we?
Yes.
I thought we should err on the side of getting his job back, right? When in doubt, you err on the side of the work.
Err on the side of work is human.
I send another message back that says, I'm actually trying to get my job back. I find you very attractive, but I'm afraid that
If I get a job, we cannot date.
Sure, go ahead and roll your die there for the...
4.
Okay, let me roll a die for Aaron here. Okay. So, did you still... Can I just, like, email you, or did you... What do you want to do?
I want to know about the Department of Labor.
Yeah, I got a friend who works there. Is that all the only reason why you texted me at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yep.
Well, sure, I'll...
Wait, add an emoji.
A what?
Add a little symbol. Is there like a symbol?
Have you been reading the employee handbook?
Yeah, give me the employee handbook. Let me look. This.
There's an emoji section. There are little magical charms that can communicate.
I would like to send...
Maybe send her an eggplant with a piece of sweat next to it to say no sweat.
That sounds good to me. Yes, an eggplant with a piece of sweat next to it.
Okay, go ahead and roll your die there.
All right. It's a 12.
12, okay.
Roll that should clear things up.
Oh, okay. For a second there, when I got your last message, I thought maybe you... But you're kind of, so maybe we'll...
Send a banana with a sweat just to say, like, no monkeying around. Like, we're done.
No, I think I'm going to send this picture of a helicopter and a picture of a piece of cake and a picture of a piece of pizza... And a smiley face.
Wow, that was... Yeah, she's totally on board now. Now she's totally on board. Well, let's grab lunch. Masterful. I don't know if you're available. I can duck out of the office, and it's great. And by the way, I'm glad you reached out to me. Because
wonderful.
I think you're a cool guy.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, so I suppose we'll have to have lunch at our next campaign.
Indeed.
Well, that was fun. That was a good, good time.
I wonder what happened to that horse.
Oh, right. What happened to the horse?
He was willing to talk to you.
I mean, it wasn't going to get any better than hay. I was like, perfect. You know what I mean? Great conversation. It's like, let's get out of this one.
Right.
And was that horse, did it have brown hair or red hair?
I think it was...
I thought it was brown, but it could have been a horse of a different color.
It was a Palomino.
Ooh. Mm.
There's a guy in the IT team who loves horses. Do you know him? The Dom Blonde?
Crom, you did a wonderful job
Crom,
playing the game.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. It all just got unleashed, I think, from all those years of playing as a small Fingarian.
Yes.
You know what? The best thing about playing Offices and Bosses with you, Crom, is that this is one of the few times that you haven't just flipped out and killed a bunch of people in the tavern.
That's true. Hey, wow, I've spent quite a bit of time here without flipping out.
Yeah. It's very centering for you playing this game, I think.
You also haven't talked centrally about bears for quite some time.
Yeah? You're trying to get me to talk about it now?
No, I'm sorry. I was noting things like Arnold was noting, how it seems to have changed you.
Well, I'm trying to get over my bear thing.
Oh, I wasn't trying to make...
Whoa, put the... He's
what?
Holding... He's,
so I'm the bear guy?
Put your... No,
he's
put
holding so I walk club, into a tavern and everyone down, knows that the I'm the bear man.
Not your arm up in the air like that. Dude, you don't have to do that.
Would a guy who sleeps with bears do this?
No.
Yes!
Probably.
Would a guy who sleeps with bears do this?
He's fucking a bear. Stop fucking
a bear.
Oh, is this how you fuck a bear?
No, stop it.
Yes, it is. You would know you're
look
doing
at me.
It.
Oh, this is so me, the bear fucker.
Oh, goddesses, save us all.
Is he going to be back next
week? No, I don't think so. Okay. No.
That bear is really taking control.
And so, together we strive to answer the question, cheeky departure or midichlorian-style over-explanation of something that should have remained mysterious? Either way, none of that really happened. Chunt the King of the Badgers, a.k.a. Dan Smith, was played by Adil Rafai. Usador the Lighter Blue, a.k.a. John Bastion, was played by Matt Young. Meta Moore, the office manager, was played by Bill Arnett, a.k.a. comedy's absent-minded grandfather. Check out improvstudio.com to find out about taking improv classes from Bill, or about his book, The Complete Improviser. Crom, the Fingarian, a.k.a. Gail Davidson Durst, was played by Mark Logsdon. Mark performs in the Fishbowl at The Annoyance in Chicago. Mr. Bart of Mr. Bart's Fun Cart, as well as Mr. Bart's assorted children, were played by Rich Summer. Rich hosts the board game podcast Cardboard, where he shares his almost unhealthy love for board games. He's also the voice of Henry in the video game Firewatch. Oh, and if you're one of those people who own a television, he played Harry Crane in some little indie darling web series called Mad Men. Offices and Bosses is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Logo by Allard LeBan and theme music by Andy Poland. And the next word in our secret phrase, this. Take care and may your power crystals always be aligned with the nearest cosmic disturbance. Ta-ta!
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.